Back to Limerick, this time to the university there, and a controversy sparked by the purchase of 20 homes in a nearby housing estate. The Chancellor of UL, Bridget Laffin, will address staff at the college later today. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, is with us. What's going on, Emma?
Gavin, there's an awful lot happening on the UL campus. It really has been in turmoil, and there's a lot happening today as well. As you mentioned there, staff have been invited to a meeting. They will be addressed by the University Chancellor, Bridget Laffin. That's at 1:30. Also at 3:00, the university's governing authority will meet. It will receive a review that it commissioned into the purchase of these houses. That review was carried out by Niamh O'Donoghue, who was a former Secretary General of the Department of Social Welfare. And just to give a little bit of detail on these houses, the college spent 11 million on them. Last week, the President, Kirsten May, confirmed that this was significantly above the market value and would leave the university with a deficit of 5.2 million. And there's absolute fury about this. Also, the focus is even more concentrated. Gavin, today, because the HEA yesterday moved and invoked a legislative measure power that it has to ask the governing authority to conduct yet another review. This is a measure that actually gives a certain amount of power to the governing authority of a university to look into a matter. So Kirsten May is under really significant pressure. There's a lot happening today, but Kirsten May, the president, will not be on campus today. She has taken sick leave this week. She attended an honorary conferring on Tuesday, but she did not attend the subsequent dinner at that evening. And yesterday, she handed in a sick certificate to the university.
So tell us about the houses. What happened here? Like, how much money trouble is Limerick in?
Well, as I say, these 20 houses were purchased. They were purchased well above the market price. The university spent 11 million euro on them. And last Friday, amid huge pressure from staff, amid a slew of expressions of no confidence, including 10 out of the 13 members of the executive at the university saying that they have no confidence in her leadership, she confirmed that independent valuations had confirmed that the purchase was significantly above the market value. And this is to the tune of creating a 5.2 million deficit for the college. And Gavin, it also should be said that this is on the back of a previous controversy surrounding the purchase of another site. Now, this was not during President Kirsten May's time. This predates her, but the very controversial and overpriced purchase of a site in the centre of Limerick known as the Dunstore site, and a KPMG report into that found that, again, in that instance, the university had paid well above market value for that site as well. So a long running, great, very, very serious difficulties at the university.
What's happening at TU Dublin?
Yeah, you know, it's quite similar on the surface. There is turmoil in TU Dublin as well. Again, a university with a very significant financial deficit, 8.6 million in the case of TU Dublin. However, the circumstances, when you go a little bit deeper, they're quite different. But again, the HEA took this unusual measure earlier this year and invoked this legislative power that it has to call on the governing body to take on board this action, to do its own review. And we had expressions of no confidence among academic staff there as well in the president of TU Dublin. And yesterday we had the governing body there meeting. And after that meeting, we heard that the president of TU Dublin, Professor David Fitzpatrick, had announced that he was leaving. He's going to take up a post in Malaysia. He said that this was an intention that he had developed over since the summer, to develop new opportunities abroad. Also, we had the chief operations officer at the college, Dennis Murphy, announcing that he will retire in the summer. Now, Dennis Murphy is he will reach retirement age this summer, so he's going as well.
Emma, thank you. That's our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.